Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Navin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Nagaland observes International Day of Older Persons. Union Cabinet approves DNS allowance to central government employees and DNS relief for pensioners by 3%. Kohima District Task Force on Food Safety conducts inspection in Kohima. And Zilangrong Youth Organization Nagaland sets October 9 as deadline in Pimla murder case. Now the news in detail. The state-level observation of International Day of Older Persons 2025 and commemoration of 25th anniversary of the Senior Citizens Association of Nagaland with the theme Older Persons Driving Local and Global Action, Our Aspirations, Our Well-being, Our Right was held today in Kohima. Special guest advisor Social Welfare Wangpang Konyak said, "The day is not just a celebration but also a reminder of the invaluable roles played by our elders in the fabric of our Naga society." Secretary of Social Welfare Lima Wabang Jamir said, "With the establishment of 12 senior citizens' homes across the state, the department is ensuring that senior citizens have a safe place where they can receive care, love and respect." On the occasion, Distinguished Senior Citizen Award was presented to Nidonio Angami and Reverend Dr. L. Anju Kekung for their outstanding contribution towards society and state. On the occasion, Chief Minister Nipi Rio honored the invaluable contributions of the elders in shaping society. Mr. Rio said, "As custodians of tradition and community life, they enriched the communities and urged all to uphold the dignity and well-being of every senior citizen." In Wokha, Department of Social Welfare, in collaboration with Senior Citizens Association Wokha, observed the International Day of Older Persons today at VDB Hall under the theme Older Persons Driving Local and Global Action, Our Aspiration, Our Well-being, Our Rights. On the occasion, district awards were presented to two senior citizens, Reverend M. Wosuma Humtsoy and Enimro Lotha, for their contributions. Extra Assistant Commissioner Wokha Sangmuk Hemnugan, attending as special guest, acknowledged the sacrifices of senior citizens in shaping the lives of younger generations. He also encouraged them to continue playing an active role in addressing social issues and guiding the community. Meanwhile, Vice Principal of Mount The College, Dr. Kupenthang Tsopur, while sharing on the theme, described senior citizens as bearers of wisdom and lifelong inspiration, urging their continued involvement in societal growth. The Union Cabinet has approved DNS allowance to central government employees and DNS relief to pensioners by 3%. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that this will benefit about 49.2 lakh central government employees and 68.7 lakh pensioners. He said that this will be effective from 1st July this year. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that this will benefit about 49.2 lakh central government employees and 67.7 lakh pensioners. He said that this will be effective from 1st July this year.
हमारे सभी केंद्रीय कर्मचारियों को, पेंशनर्स को बधाई. आज से 1/7/2025 से डीए और डीएनएस रिलीफ 58% हो जाए, यानी 3% बढ़ा. बहुत ही बड़ी अच्छी बढ़ोतरी है ये, और करीब करीब 49 लाख एम्प्लॉयज और 69 लाख पेंशनर्स को इसका सीधा लाभ मिलेगा. देश भर में बहुत ही अच्छा इसका इम्पैक्ट रहेगा. साथ ही साथ जो जैसा होता है, केंद्र सरकार के बढ़ाने के बाद में राज्य सरकार के एम्प्लॉयज को भी इसका सीधा बेनिफिट मिलता है.
Meanwhile, the Union Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has also approved opening of 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas across the country with an outlay of more than 5,862 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw said that 20 Kendriya Vidyalayas will be opened in those districts where no Kendriya Vidyalayas exist. He said 14 Kendriya Vidyalayas are proposed to be opened in aspirational districts, 4 in left-wing extremism districts and 5 in northeast region and hilly areas.
भर में नए केंद्रीय विद्यालय खोले जाएंगे. जैसा आप जानते हैं कि केंद्रीय विद्यालय एक बहुत ही अफोर्डेबल लेकिन हाई क्वालिटी एजुकेशन के लिए फेमस है. अब तक करीब देश में 1288 केंद्रीय विद्यालय चल रही हैं. इसको और आगे बढ़ाने के लिए 57 न्यू केंद्रीय विद्यालय खोले जाए, और इसमें 20 ऐसे हैं जो जिन जिलों में एक भी केंद्रीय विद्यालय नहीं है उनमें 20 जोड़े गए हैं. 14 केंद्रीय विद्यालय ऐसे हैं जो एस्पिरेशनल डिस्ट्रिक्ट में आकांक्षी जिलों में, और 4 केंद्रीय विद्यालय लेफ्ट विंग जिलों में थे, और हिली एरिया और नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न रीजन में 5 केंद्रीय विद्यालय खोले जाए.
The Kohima District Task Force on Food Safety, led by ESU Revenue, Krit Hozo, conducted inspections across the city yesterday. The team covered 5 hotels and 25 restaurants as part of its ongoing drive to ensure compliance with food safety standards. Following the inspection, 8 restaurants will be served with improvement notices under Section 32 of the Food Safety and Standards Act 2006 for failing to meet hygiene and safety requirements, while one restaurant, which had previously been issued an improvement notice at the end of 2024 and subsequently underwent post-inspection, was again found operating under unhygienic conditions in violation of earlier directives. Consequently, the authorities have decided to suspend its license with official papers to be served on October 3. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles and AIR news alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Zelangrong Youth Organization Nagaland ZYON has warned that they would launch an intensive non-peaceful agitation if the state government fails to act by October 9 with no further extensions. Addressing a press conference yesterday at Dimapur in connection with Pimla murder case, ZYON President R. John Zelang said the organization and allied groups have repeatedly pursued the matter through peaceful, democratic agitations and multiple memorandums, but have met with what they described as government negligence. Mr. Zelang added that they held a protest rally in Dimapur on August 25 and gave a 15-day ultimatum but received no response. Criticizing the delays in investigation and state's lack of adequate forensic and polygraph facilities, the organization questioned the government's seriousness and accountability in the probe. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has extended support beyond borders, making India a trusted friend and first responder in times of global crisis.
Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has been the first responder to crisis beyond its borders. In the past 5 years, India has provided humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to over 150 countries. It has deployed medical teams, relief supplies, and expert manpower to address crises ranging from pandemics to natural disasters. Addressing a community event in Nigeria, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke about India's role as a first responder during crisis.
दुनिया में कोई भी मुश्किल आती तो भारत विश्व बंधु के तौर पर फर्स्ट रिस्पोंडर बनकर वहां पहुंचता है.
During the COVID-19 crisis, India launched the vaccine Maitri initiative as a testament to its human-centric diplomacy. From Operation Ganga in Ukraine to Operation Kaveri in Sudan and Operation Ajay in Israel, India has been swift, organized and inclusive, helping not only its own citizens but also foreigners. Operation Rahat had rescued nearly 2,000 foreign nationals stranded in the war-torn Yemen, apart from over 4,700 Indians. Whether it's sending rice to Madagascar, anti-TB drugs to Nagoya, or relief kits to Tonga and earthquake-hit Afghanistan, India does so with discretion and dignity. It avoids fanfare but never shies away from action. Whether through diplomacy or humanitarian aid, India has crafted a new narrative. Through its response to crisis, India has emerged as a global friend, a Vishwa Bandhu.
And under the next generation GST reforms, the government has introduced notable tax cuts in the handicrafts sector to ease the financial burden on traders, artisans and consumers. Everyday items such as ceramic pots and jars, as well as porcelain and terracotta utensils and kitchen utensils are now being taxed at only 5%, down from 12% previously. Similarly, in the handicraft sector, the GST rates on statues, decorative ceramics, including blue pottery and mirrors with decorative frames, have been reduced from 12% to 5%, providing a direct boost to artisans and traditional craft markets. Glass artifacts, including statues, vases, jars, votives and decorative items, now attract only a 5% GST, down from the previous 12%, making India's handmade glasswork more accessible to consumers. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Nagaland observes International Day of Older Persons. Union Cabinet approves dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners by 3%. Kohima District Task Force on Good Food Safety conducts inspection in Kohima. And Zelangrong Youth Organization Nagaland sets October 9 as deadline in Pimla murder case. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night. Thank you.